From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Hello, Adams. In Lower Manhattan, throngs of onlookers arrive each morning. They crowd as close as they can to the wreckage of the World Trade Center, snapping pictures of the debris. Yesterday, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani issued a reminder that the crime is a crime scene, that the site is a crime scene, and that cameras may be confiscated. Some residents of the area have returned home, others cannot. They come briefly to grab clothing and necessities from buildings that they may not return to for months. From New York, NPR's Margot Adler reports.
A health department worker hands out leaflets near City Hall. If you are returning to a home you have been displaced from, check for the smell of gas. Check for broken glass. Use a wet rag or mop to remove dust. Don't use a dry broom. Other leaflets are tacked to doors in the Tribeca neighborhood, saying that the water is safe, that air is being monitored, that trash collection is regular once more, and that mail in the zip code is being delivered. Then it notes curious onlookers will be in the area. Be vigilant. At two points nearest Ground Zero, Broadway and Maiden Lane and Greenwich and Duane Streets, tourists mix with workers and residents. Evangelicals have put up prayer tents and pass out leaflets. Behind one barricade, a restaurant manager holds up a menu for an Indian restaurant. If you want to dine there, a police officer will let you through the gate. Milt Epstein is an attorney who works on Maiden Lane. He smokes a cigarette on a break and watches the curious take a peek at the rubble.
I understand it. It's a natural thing you want to see.
I'm coming down to try to have closure on it, if that's possible.
Michelle LaRoe, also an attorney who works here, doesn't resent the curious either.
I think if people need to get through grief their own way, so maybe that's something that they need to do.
But Lower Manhattan is not just a place to trade stock or sightsee. There are 40,000 people who live below Canal Street, and some will not get into their homes for 2 months. Feng Yun is pulling a cart carrying boxes of possessions she has retrieved from her Battery Park City apartment that she has only been able to enter a few times since September 11th.
The first week we cannot go up with elevator, we have to climb.
How many floors? What floor are you on?
27th floor.
She takes out a packet of pictures equal to any of those you have seen on television that she snapped from her window as the Trade Tower exploded.
And this is the North Tower blowing off.
How are you feeling now?
I don't know what to feel, but second day we actually go back there, trying to, you know, volunteer.
Of all residences, one building, 600 Gateway, got the brunt of the impact when the World Trade Center came down. Catherine Freed represents Lower Manhattan on the City Council.
It kind of blew into them, and it blew out all the windows and the facade facing the Trade Center. It's also a crime scene.
And the debris fills some of the apartments. Chris Haley is carting some of her belongings to her temporary residence in a hotel. She lived at 600 Gateway.
My apartment is fine. I was facing the water, so I had no damage. And I had my windows closed, so I have no dust. I just can't get in my building. And they tell me I might not get back for 30 to 60 days.
Chris Moreno is not as lucky. His windows faced the Trade Center.
So it blew out all the windows, all the furniture's covered with, you know, inches of dust and debris, and it's kind of hard to get the insurance company in, FEMA in, the adjusters in, the cleaners in. So right now it's not that good.
Moreno, who came back to get some contact lenses, says his three children want to come home, but he feels relatively unscathed. After all, his family is alive, and you can always replace stuff, he says. He's more worried that many of his neighbors will leave the city permanently. Many are fairly transient anyway.
But I think it's been very upsetting, and I think a lot of people don't want their kids exposed to it. We're going to try to take the other view and tell them they're part of history and that's their, you know, they need to rebuild and make a stand. So nowhere to run.
Back on Greenwich Street, there are two large vans, mobile claim offices for the Travelers Insurance Company. Marlene Ibsen, a spokeswoman for Travelers, says some policyholders can get emergency relief almost immediately.
We've been issuing everything from $2,000 to $25,000.
They've helped many people who've been displaced from their homes or businesses, and since Lower Manhattan with its lofts and apartments is a place where many work from home, many who are out of homes are out of business. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.